KQED.
Next year, California begins shifting hundreds of thousands of low-income kids from its popular Healthy Families Insurance Plan to Medi-Cal, which covers roughly 8 million of the state's poorest residents. Community service providers are beginning to break the news to the families affected, as the California Report's health reporter Mina Kim explains.
At Children's Health Initiative in Napa, a nonprofit that helps get kids into affordable health plans, Maria Garibay wraps her arm around one of her daughters. She's just learned that come next year, her three girls will be moved from Healthy Families to Medi-Cal.
Mi preocupación es qué va a pasar con la cuota mensual.
Garibay says she's worried her monthly premium will go up. That's because last year, Medi-Cal told her she'd need to start paying $1,300 a month per kid because of her income from a part-time restaurant job.
Y pues es muy alto.
That's when Garibay learned that she qualified for Healthy Families under the federally subsidized program for families whose incomes are just above the federal poverty level. She pays a total monthly premium of $14 a month, a godsend for Garibay, whose oldest daughter has a heart condition. My daughter's been seeing the same cardiologist since she was 3 years old, Garibay says. Will she be able to see her same cardiologist when she switches to Medi-Cal?
At this time, we don't know. Exactly, we don't know.
That's Elba Gonzalez-Mares, a manager at Children's Health Initiative. Gonzalez-Mares says Medi-Cal reimburses doctors at a lower rate than Healthy Families, so some doctors limit the number of Medi-Cal patients they take or refuse to see them altogether. Gonzalez-Mares says she's been reassuring parents that their payments will be similar when the plan changes, but she hasn't been able to guarantee that their kids will be able to see the same doctors.
The reaction is very upsetting. They're concerned.
The state is ending Healthy Families as part of a budget deal between Governor Brown and Democratic lawmakers designed to cut costs and save other health programs. Moving the nearly 900,000 kids in the Healthy Families program to Medi-Cal is expected to save $72 million a year by 2015. Latino children make up nearly half the Healthy Families enrollees, and Gonzalez-Mares of the Children's Health Initiative worries they'll suffer the greatest disruptions in care. She says a survey of families the agency sees raises concerns about whether they'll understand that Healthy Families is ending.
The Latino family, yes, they speak Spanish, but their literacy levels are very low, the third grade level.
Even in Spanish.
But Medi-Cal officials say the program is equipped to deal with the needs of Spanish speakers. Toby Douglas leads the state's Department of Healthcare Services, which oversees Medi-Cal.
Our proportion of individuals on the Medi-Cal program that are Latino descent are the same as those on Healthy Families. So it's an essential component of our Medi-Cal program today.
And, Douglas says, his office is working hard to make sure there will be enough doctors and specialists to treat these kids.
Close to 90% of the providers that are participating in the Healthy Families program also participate in the Medi-Cal program. And we believe that these providers will continue to see these children when they transition.
Douglas says under federal health reform, Medi-Cal reimbursement rates will rise significantly for 2 years, beginning this January. But some pediatricians are skeptical the state will maintain the higher rates when those federal funds go away.
The way I was raised, you can't get blood out of a turnip, you know, if the money's not there, the money's not there.
Napa pediatrician Victoria Morghese is one of thousands of doctors now forced to decide whether to keep her Healthy Families patients when they switch over to Medi-Cal.
My mentality is to take care of these people, to be a care provider. And yet I have to take everything into consideration because I have to run a business.
Morghese has more than 500 Healthy Families patients and limits the number of Medi-Cal recipients to 10% of her patient load. Morghese says at current Medi-Cal reimbursement rates, she'd need to see three times the number of patients to keep the lights on.
That means that the model of practice that we have set up here, which is to give our patients, spend a long time with our patients, to have a lower than average volume of patients per day in our office, that's how we do things, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Some children's health advocates are pushing for a delay to the transition. The four-phase year-long transfer is scheduled to begin in January. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.